This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them, brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. In this episode, the challenges brought about by continued drought and how modern practices address that issue. And we talked to a member of a group of forward-thinking Northwest Kansas producers who get together and discuss ideas. This discussion group is the Living Acres Network. Daniel Schultz is a member of Living Acres Network. He explains the group's core values.
We tried to practice a continuous no-till and not a recreational tillage as far as, every 2 or 3 years bring the tillage in. I mean, it's continuous. We try to use rotation to our favor. We try to keep as much residue that we can in place on the field to shut down the evaporation and keep the wind from striking those lands and also the heat from bearing down on it. We try to incorporate cover crops when we can.
The Natural Resources Conservation Service District Conservationist at Oakley is Tanya Alamang. She's familiar with Living Acres Network and says it's a unique group.
They are all very forward-thinking, very conservation-minded individuals that are trying to go beyond just farming, but trying to improve the health of the soil, trying to improve the environment and make it better, not just for their own economics, but for generations to come.
These producers in this neck of the woods are facing big challenges as they enter a third year of drought. And this region gets only 17 or 19 inches annual precipitation in an average year.
Along with the drought, the extreme heat that we've had that has accompanied that, and since we are in Kansas, there's always wind. Those three factors together have made it extremely difficult to grow crops because they just suck the moisture right out of the soil and right out of the plants.
So a crucial part of what these producers are trying to achieve is to improve moisture infiltration, to bank every last drop of water that comes their way.
And then with planting cover crops, you're also reducing the evaporation of the soil.
Of course, conventional thinking has been a cover crop. Why, that's just stealing moisture right out of the soil.
Well, it can. But by improving the health of the soil, you should be able to increase the infiltration and reduce the evaporation, increase the organic matter, which will increase the water holding capacity of the soil.
In my part of the country, ultimately, I think it's trying to improve how much water we keep when we're given either in a snowfall or a rainfall or even pump it from the aquifer. So no-till is just a tool that we use in all this big system. Rotation is just a tool that we use.
It's about deploying modern techniques to address the ancient problem of farming a semi-arid region. When Daniel talks about the Living Acres Network, he says its members like to educate others, but they don't want to come off pushy.
We have our beliefs, things that we've observed and believed to be true, but maybe it's not our place to go shove them down other people's throats. Maybe the best way to educate is by example, so we always want to try to do the best job we can, and farmers are great for driving around and looking out their windows. We get a lot of questions at that point of what we're doing. And we try to bring well-known speakers, and we have organized meetings that we can gather and listen.
This group, the Living Acres Network, informally follows NRCS practices to rebuild the health of their soils, to improve moisture retention, water quality, soil retention, and crop yields with reduced inputs. Learn more about soil health and hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. Made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures and the Natural Resources Conservation Service.